under commission remarks, the president has issued that all flags be flown at half mast in honor of the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who served 27 years as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. So the flags will be at half mast until her internment. Presentation of the Certificate of Appreciation to Mary Mabry on behalf of Neil Mabry.
In honor of Neil Mabry for his dedication and service to the citizens of Hayden County. Neil worked for 13 years for the prosecuting attorney and investigated for 9 years and deputy coroner for the coroner's office. We are appreciate all his years of service. I knew him when he was at the Branson Police Department also. He was a public servant all his life.
I just have a suggestion, The prosecutor's here, the judge is here, and the family's here. Maybe Tim could get a picture of all those. And
if that's something they're comfortable with, didn't you?
If they're comfortable. Is the family comfortable with that?
With what?
Having your picture taken?
Oh, sure.
With the other?
Yeah, if you guys all want to gather up right here front, that'd be great. I'll have a bookshot. It's going to be hard, but I'll see if I can throw it the right way.
Jason, that would be hypocritical, and I'm not hypocritical on it, so what you're referencing.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 460645 through 460707, warrant 7473. Through 7480 and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for September 14th, 2020, and executive session minutes for September 14th, 2020.
Do you guys have any questions on these?
I don't.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for September 14th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 14th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Outlaw of 2016 personal property taxes per revised Missouri statutes 140-730. I have a copy of the outlaw book of delinquent personal property. Number of records 532.
What's your total amount?
$102,960.05.
Is this technically an abatement?
Mm-hmm.
So in the motion, do we need to abate or just
approve? Just outlaw?
Just approve the outlaw.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully just approve the outlaw.
Move to approve the outlaw 2016 personal property taxes as presented by County Collector Monaco.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good.
Notice of renewal, number 20-096, Human Resources. Memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record, health, Hollis, Akers, and Arney. And then the memorization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record, properties and liability, Connell Insurance. I have a letter dated September 15, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above referenced notices of renewal relating to the agreements with Taney County for insurance, agent of record for health insurance. On the one hand, with Hollis, Akers, and Arney, and property and liability insurance with Connell Insurance, and approves the respective notices as to form. The respective notices renew the agreements for an additional 1-year term from October 1, 2020 to September 30th, 2021. With no further changes in the terms of the original agreements.
You guys have any questions on it?
Move to approve the memorization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of Aulis, Akers, and Arney for the health insurance for the period October 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record by and between Connell Insurance and Payne County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for COVID mail-in absentee envelopes, Elkins Sawyer Company, Incorporated, number 20-100, Clark.
You guys have any questions on this one?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement for COVID mail-in absentee envelopes by and between Taney County and Elkins Swires, Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Green County Health Department update.
I wonder if she was notified, because I think we cut down a monthly.
Right here.
Oh. Oh.
Hi, you have to meet me today.
No, I didn't. I was looking for Lisa and didn't. Okay.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going by example, but I should sit here?
Yes, okay. That's fine.
Could you just announce your name and who you represent?
Yeah. I'm Catherine Metzger. I'm the program manager at Taney County Health Department.
Go ahead. Thank you.
So currently we are sitting at 1,127 cases. That is as reported by Department of Health and Senior Services. Of that, we have 813 confirmed. 577 have been deemed as recovered, and 265 of those are under investigation. Currently, we're working a lot with nursing homes and schools in order to help them to mitigate their outbreaks. We are currently contracting with Cox to help us with the investigations, as well as we're still sending some cases to the Department of Health and Senior Services. And this past week, we averaged about 25 to 30 cases per day, and we expect that that number will ebb and flow as we go into the fall with schools returning.
You expect that number will do what?
Will ebb and flow. We are gearing up for flu vaccinations, and per the Department of Health and Senior Services, we have started planning for COVID vaccinations as well.
Planning for COVID vaccinations. Do you have any notice that there is a vaccine?
So, as of my most recent knowledge, there isn't one ready to go, but there is a strong desire, when there is one, for us to be all running, so we have started planning on what that will look like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In the Environmental Health Department, we do have 5 inspectors that have been able to return to the field. We expect that we will have our lodging inspections done by about the end of the month. So we were able to make up a lot of gain on that, or make up a lot of lost territory. With WIC, our EWIC cards are up and running. I don't usually talk as much with glasses on and a mask, so you're going to have to bear with me as I lose sight of my notes. EWIC cards are up and running, and people really seem to like them. We have also seen our numbers start to increase with the WIC cards. And as far as operations go, We are offering, or we are allowing a limited number of clients into the building due to COVID. Forsyth is open by appointment.